This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Thanks for being with us here. We've got Mike Brohard on the First Advantage Hotline. Brohard from CSURams.com. What does Mike Brohard do on the bye week? Has anything changed for you, Mike?
Not really. I mean, everything else is going on, so you're working on that. Catching up on some other things with my other sports that I do. Like I'll go up to Laramie again on Friday with the swim team. Watch them compete. But, yeah. It's kind of standard.
Pretty much business as usual. Talk to me about, so we got the game time announced for the UNLV game, Mike, but I am excited about the snow days. What is involved with all of this? It's going to be like a weekend, kind of weekend-long celebration.
Yeah, they're going to bring in a rail jam and have that built on the intramural field. People can compete on that. There'll be some giveaways. The new uniforms have been released, so we'll have a specialty uniform for that. They're going to bring in snowmaking because it looks like, at least yesterday when I checked, it's going to be a 60-degree day. So Mother Nature is not going to give us snow, so we're going to make some. But, yeah, they're going to turn it into a big-time celebration and of like Colorado's winter sports and everything that they have to offer, bring people to campus. Just you bring people to campus and you just do something fun. You make the game day experience everything that it can be.
I like the logo. I like the colors, Mike. I think they should be the stand. I know it's controversial, but I really like these. These are awesome.
Yeah, why do you think these should be the colors? You don't like the green and gold?
I do, but I just it something about it, man. I don't know. I'm also like the pumpkin orange and the alfalfa. I like that too. I've also said that I think those should be the standards, but maybe I'm not. I don't mind the green and gold, but I kind of like some of these unique uniforms and putting the little snow cap there on the ram. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I like unique uniforms, but I also think you need to stick with your tradition. The one thing I would like to see them bring back. My favorite uniform has always been the power pickle. We'll play with that at home, but some coaches haven't liked it, but I love the power pedal.
Mike Brohard joining us, CSURams.com. Rough outing over the weekend, Mike. You know, obviously that's a tough spot for Tyson Summers, for this entire crew. A lot of change, and sometimes you see a little interim coach bump, but that was not the case for Colorado State against Wyoming on Saturday.
No, and I think you got to look at the situation. I think some people looked at what happened at UCLA, and then you look at what, CSU did. Okay, both changed coaches, but I don't think the locker room was the problem here ever. I mean, the culture has not been a problem, never was under Jay Norvell. He built it up. So the bump might have been a little bit different than you might have thought when things weren't really chaos. But there was. I mean, there was a lot to deal with for that team that week. John Weber kind of removed the elephant from the room, but then there's some emotions that go around with dealing with that, how it happened, when it happened, getting some goodbyes out, some other changes made, new direction being looked at. You got a rivalry game on top of it. It was a lot thrown on that team. And not just the players, but also the coaching staff. I mean, a lot of those people have been with Jay for a long time.
How is what is the difference you're kind of seeing around there with Tyson Summers, running the show? Has he tried to put together a lot of big changes in practice? Obviously, we know the play caller decision last week. But have you seen any major differences from how Jay Norvell was running things?
I mean, I don't know what you consider major. Some of the changes that had taken place prior to the season were Tyson Summer ideas anyway. Is it a major change that the team stays on the same practice field throughout practice the entire time instead of, splitting halfway through, some of them going into the stadium and then everybody finishing the stadium? I don't know. You might consider that a big change. It's still practice. So I don't know if there's anything that's been ultra drastic. Tyson's got his own energy that Jay didn't have, right? Because they're different people. They're going to approach things in different ways. And I've known Tyson for a long time. He just really does have, he's got his own charisma style. He's got his own character. He's got his own way of approaching things. And yeah, it's an alteration from the way that Jay handled it because they're different personalities. So there's going to be change.
What would you like to see from this team? You know, four games remaining, UNLV at New Mexico, at Boise State, and then finish it off against Air Force on Friday, November 28th. It's such a strange question, I guess, and probably an interesting response, but what would you really like to see from this team, aside from the obvious? Just go ahead and win out, feel good about how the season wrapped, but individually with certain players or coaches on this staff, we know it's big changes are coming, but for you, Mike, what would you like to see?
I'd just like to see this team find its way offensively. I think that's the one thing that everybody's been kind of waiting for this year. You know, you've got a good stable of running backs, yet you're still only averaging 140 yards a game on the ground. You haven't had a quarterback throw for 200 yards in a game yet this year. You had the one outlier that was Fresno State when you get six offensive touchdowns. But outside of that, there hasn't been that explosion, right? There's been some late pushes. You know, in games, UTSA, you know, Northern Colorado, Hawaii, where you put some points on the board late. But you would just like this offense to kind of find its identity. They're averaging less than 20 points a game, and that's not anywhere where anybody thought this offense was going to be.
Yeah, it'd be nice to just gather up some positives as we round out the season. Speaking of positives, I'm pretty excited to see on this the new era for CSU men's basketball, Ali Farouk Manesh, and how the regular season is going to look. Any thoughts on Ali in this first year? I mean, what kind? I don't imagine there's really a lot of pressure on him. I know that they've been a darn good basketball team for the last several years, but it just seems like fans, this is one of those obvious ones. Everyone agrees Ali was the guy. What are your expectations for this team this year, Mike?
That's a good question. I expect them to – I think they're going to be competitive, and I think they're going to work their way through non-conference, learn to find themselves a little bit more. There's still some things that they were very happy with in the exhibition with Creighton. There's also things that they felt like they still need to get a little bit better at, but they didn't see anything that was like a glaring type of thing for them. And that's a really good start, and that's a really good place to be in. I think they're going to adopt Ollie's personality, and Ollie's personality is a very positive person. He's going to go get it in his own way. I think his team will follow that. I think this team's going to be competitive in the Mountain West.
I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to see kind of what touches Ali Farouk Manesh puts on this team different. You know, obviously he's got similarities to Nico Medved, but I'm curious to kind of see what those differences are as we progress. I need to get out to a practice, but I'm just interested to see how his practices look, how he is in practice too.
Their practices are fun to watch. They're very tempoed. They're very work-driven. And again, Ollie's got an energy to him that I think, from what I've seen, the players it's infectious for them. And so practice, things get done in practice. I'm not saying that they didn't against Nico, they just get done in a different way, but it's also Ollie's personality. Like, again, like I said, he's a very positive person. He's going to correct some things. He does it in a very positive manner. And he's just, you know, his personality is kind of fueling what goes on in practice.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, what do you have for us the next couple of days? I know on the football side we got the bye week, but as you said, business as usual for you. What are you working on that we can check out a little bit later on?
Well, my intern wrote a really nice story today about the men's basketball team and how a lot will feel familiar, and even though that there are changes on the roster. I've always been fascinated. I'm going to work on a story on the equipment staff for the football team, because I don't think behind the scenes people understand just how great those students are, how great Shannon O'Hara is and what she's done. She's one of only four women in FBS that runs a football equipment room. They are very fascinating, and they're very well organized staff because of her. So we're kind of strong on that. And then again, like I said, you've got a little Wyoming stuff going on this week still. soccer team is going to clean up. It's regular season. They're going to go up to Wyoming on Thursday, and then they'll head off to the Mountain West Tournament, and then swimming will go up and compete against the Cowgirls up there on Friday on Halloween.
What's your favorite Halloween candy, Mike? What's the go-to for you?
Like specific Halloween candy or just candy in general?
I don't know. Is there like what do you classify as Halloween candy?
To me, is like candy corn, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Nobody thinks about it outside of Halloween.
That's true.
So, and probably nobody should think about it.
I'm not a candy corn guy.
Reese's Cups. You got to go with Reese's Cups.
Good choice. Oh, look at that. Susan and Cheryl back there, the live studio audience. Love that, Mike.
Micah agrees.
Michael agrees. Blue Jays or Dodgers tonight, Mike?
Dodgers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here's my question for you. Are you actually watching the World Series?
No. I watched the Nuggets last night, Mike. I could have stayed up late and watched the game, but I was tired.
I stayed up to the very bitter end because you knew something dramatic was going to happen. I can't believe all you quitters around here just gave up after like 9-10 innings.
I'm tired, Mike. I'm tired. And the Nuggets they made me happy, so I wanted to end on a good note. I didn't want to see the Dodgers.
The World Series.
I know. Well, what time is that tonight? 6 o'clock on Fox? All right, I'll watch tonight. I'll text you.
That's what you say.
I'll text you. Just look out for it, okay?
If it goes 18 again, are you going to stay up for the better end?
Okay, yeah. You know what? I will. I'll do it for you.
Okay, don't be a quitter.
I'll make that commitment today on the show. All right. Mike, appreciate you, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Michael, what is your go-to for Halloween?
Oh, Reese's. That is the answer. It's scientific fact that Reese's is not only the best Halloween candy, but it is the best candy.
Really? I don't think so.
You hate science.
No, I like the whatever those sour straws are, whatever those things are.
That's movie candy.
That's good candy.
You know, when I worked at the Cooper Twin,
you
many
worked at
years
a movie
ago
theater.
When it existed.
Yeah. Where, in Greeley?
Yeah. It's a church now. But I used to be able to sell a bunch of those.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You did so well at that movie theater that they shut her down.
Well, like the movie theater wasn't doing well anyway.
What was your role at the movie theater?
It was basically everybody else's role, just concessions, clean stuff.
What did you do with the posters? Did you get to keep the posters?
I think I got to keep one of them, but I don't know where it is. I think it was the 2001 Planet of the Apes, which was a terrible movie.
Pretty bad.
But, man, Danny Elfman really went, like, far and above.
What's that?
Danny Elfman is the composer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance to listen to
I won't.
Danny Elfman, wow.
I won't have that chance, unfortunately. So you worked at a movie theater. Did you
I
have
did,
to go clean
yeah.
up the theaters, like the movie rooms and stuff, after people were done in there?
Yeah,
that would be a terrible job.
I cleaned those up, and then once I actually had to get on the ladder and replace one of the light bulbs because my manager was scared.
And you did that?
Yeah.
Well, look at you go.
I watched Captain Corelli's Mandolin at 4 o'clock in the morning because the manager was... You couldn't have one person in the building at once for some reason, and the manager was splicing the film together.
Wow.
So I watched it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What's the craziest thing that ever happened at the movie theater?
I mean, the air conditioner broke. So we had to give a bunch of people a refund. It's a very old building.
12:35 the time. Well, I'm glad you took us there on that journey. I forgot that you worked at a movie theater at one point. Did you have to wear like a uniform?
Yeah, I think I wore a shirt or something.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you wore a shirt. 35 after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.